Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Friday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is July 23rd. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. You know, now that the majors are done, I can really focus on this year's main course, this event we've been looking forward to for years. We were wondering if it was going to come to fruition, whether we were going to see a boy, a little boy from Bratislava, live out his childhood dream, compete in the Olympics for Slovakia.
Coming up. Yeah, it is. It is like a big years, decades, entire countries, you know,
I think that
nationalistic
thing,
pride.
The whole thing started right when we started this podcast, basically. I mean, this is how long
I think
we've
it
been
was.
Waiting for this.
I think it was around September of whenever 2018, this news, yeah. Like Doug Ferguson had like a little news item buried somewhere and we like a record stopped like, wait, what? And then sort of, you know, the legend grew from that and it's grown so much that we're actually going to, it's come to fruition that somehow the whole scheme, was not some dyed-in-the-wool Slovakian. I don't think he had any great affinity for it. He didn't have antipathy for it. It's come to fruition. He's playing. He's marching in the Olympics. He's meeting the president. He was last week at Bratislava meeting the president of the country. It's this national icon going to the Olympics. We're going to have merchandise. We have coming out. This is like a celebration. He may, you know, bomb out. Is there a cut? I don't even know if there is a cut. But
I don't think there's,
you know,
a
he may
cut.
Not threaten anything. But the fact that he made it, he's an Olympian. They'll never take that away from him, just like they won't take it away from Ricky. They can't take it from him. We'll have, what, Bratislava Athletic Department, XXL, like the... It's just the most ridiculous idea. The old school classic sort of sweatshirt, like, you know, Illinois Athletic XXL Athletic Department. This one's Bratislava. It is, you know... A good-looking gray heather like crew neck sweatshirt is money, and this is has a little cheekiness there embedded. So that's coming out in the next few days.
Just what? To interrupt you trying to hawk merchandise, I wanted to just run through a scenario.
I'm not trying
that,
to hawk merchandise. Try to give people a little joy, have some fun with it if they want. They don't have to buy it, but it's available. It will be.
I just something just ran through my head as a possible scenario. Sung J.M. is battling down the stretch Sunday for a bronze medal. And Rory Sabatini shoots like a 65 to beat him out by one.
This guy
shouldn't even be there.
Sanjay's got to go
to the military.
Be a rifleman in the military. Well, that'd be pretty awful. That would not be...
Horrible.
That'd be tough. Oh God, I don't even want to contemplate that right now. But yeah, we'll have sweatshirts. It's pretty. It's I think amusing. It's a good looking one. And then Jason Page did another great sort of play on the Slovakian flag and the old cowboy hat and wraparound shades. So we'll have those up. Keep an eye on the Fried Egg Pro Shop for those for Olympics week as that comes down the pike. All right, moving on. Getting into, you know, the 18-hole leaderboards or whatever else we want to talk about. We're just going to ramble
this
about
is,
on this
You know
Friday.
How offices have summer hours?
Yeah.
This is kind of, I think, like our summer hours. Like Friday summer hours. Everybody leaves at noon. This episode might be like summer hours.
We'll see. At the LPGA's fake major.
50 minutes. They always end up being 50 minutes, regardless of whether they're...
At the LPGA's fake major, the Evian Championship, Yalimi No is your co-leader with, I'm sorry, Padgeri Anarukarn. Padgery and Anarukarn. They're tied at 6 under. That is good. Good coffee golf. Nah, good is too strong a word. It's too strong a word, Andy. But Yalimi No is, I think, a compelling story. We could go back to back Americans.
It's like gas station coffee golf.
Like, yeah, I don't know that it's even that.
Old gas station coffee golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folgers coffee golf.
Folgers. God, you know, I drank like Dunkin' Donuts in college because that was Boston. And now it's like, it's awful. It's like,
like once you start. That's blasphemy.
Oh. Really?
It's not really? Bad.
I mean,
it's
of
good.
Course, your first choice is the West the Island blend. No, I'm kidding. But Dunkin's so bad. I can't like go back to that. Anyways, Yalimi No, I think, is a compelling story. We could have back-to-back American winners. Of course, her folks, she's from Korean descent. I don't think she doesn't come from much in Northern California. Passed on UCLA. Had a ride there, like lit it up in junior golf in California. But had no status when she turned pro, like did like the whole outlaw tour, the WAPT tour, kind of had to scramble around. She's talented enough that eventually, you know, got through Q school, got her card, did all that, and isn't making six figures and things like that, but it was sort of a rough start. And then she had the whole 10 grand fine for slow play at the start of this year. I was reading a few articles, just how she's like, that was like mentally a big thing for her to, that was at the Kia. It's taken like weeks where it's like, have I been branded a slow player? It like really had an impact, a lasting sort of impact on her, you know, that bled into her results. So I don't know. She's still super young. I think she was born in like 2001. I like Yalimi No. We almost did an Ion Olympic on her. So I think she's a sort of compelling prospect, maybe beyond the prospect stage. But obviously, 54 holes to go. Who knows? I mean, she might be end up T54 by Sunday night, but it's good to see her at the top of the major leaderboard.
She had a good week at the KPMG, the PGA.
Yeah.
She was on that leaderboard, top 20, top 15, somewhere in there.
She was around at Champions last year too. I believe that December US Women's Open made a run there as well. So, I don't know, I thought Will Knights had an amazing tidbit, fried egg zone Will Knights, who's you know, when he's not trying to deal with our idiotic questions about Slovakian Olympics merchandise, is researching facts about Ayaka Furu. She's playing 21 weeks in a row. Has just played every week on the Japan tour and is now playing at Evian. 21 weeks in a row? That puts like Sungjae
like
and Pat
Cal,
Reed
Cal
to
Ripken.
Shame. Cal Ripken.
The Iron Man. She's the Iron Woman. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. That was an amazing tidbit. Other than that, I don't have much on the Evian. It's hard for me, like we've talked about, to get too jazzed up about this one. You know, the court is kind of stumbling out of the gate.
We've talked about the Evian and how it ascended to a major. I got a little tip on, you know, everything. It basically became a major because the Evian folks just kept raising their purse and had to kind of just make it a major to justify such a high purse and not piss off all the other events. That was from a little insight from inside the tour.
Huh.
The money just got so much that it just like, they were like, fuck, we got to make it a major.
Really? What? Evian? Huh. Interesting. I'd like to know why Evian. Okay, interesting. I was reading some old articles about the disaster. Obviously, they moved it to September and the 54-hole events. And it's just like the whole major. When they made it a major, they moved it to September. It's just it's had sort of a checkered history over the last decade since it became one. So, all right, other coffee golf. The Senior Open. Darren Clark and James Kingston are our leaders at Sunningdale. Clark, I mean, Clark didn't look like he was going to make it at last week, Sandwich. I mean, he's husky, burly, you know. And here he is, just right back up on the Champs Tour. I honestly didn't look like he was going to be able to make it to 18 green on some of towards the end, but or off to scoring. But here he is, 5 under at Sunningdale. Sunningdale looked divine this morning. I wouldn't say it's absolutely browned out, but it looked a little crispy. It just looked great. And I loved hearing Monty had some great quotes about it. He's like, oh, how can you not love it? You get up there. I think it was like 7, 8, 9, 10. You just look down. And it's just Monty was just effusive in his praise. So that is for me. Just seeing some of these guys like Ernie,
Robert Allen, Goose.
I can't believe he's right there. Sixth. I can't.
He's gonna win.
It's gonna be ridiculous. Anyway, it's good to have an event at Sunningdale. It's a stark contrast to the kazoo.
Woozy's in the mix, too.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's 200. He's 14th. He's been grinding. He played great at the Masters, you know?
No, we've had a couple caddies over there that were on the grounds this week said the place just looks like really, really minty right now. Just absolutely glorious.
The TV shots look great this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's looked good. God, who? Ken Duke is now doing the Tour Edge commercials. They just add guys every week. They're just loading them up, those commercials.
Do you think you have to be a senior tour player to do the Tour Edge commercial?
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite. Yeah. So if like Rory started using their woods and loved them, said, hey guys, I just want to do commercials for you. They wouldn't let them in.
No, you got to be on the Champions Tour. Not eligible.
Got to ask for Bernie and McCarran's permission first.
Blessing. Yeah, absolutely. On the PGA Tour, the 3M Open, Ricky Fowler is our co-leader with Troy Merritt, who Merritt just eats it up. These like kind of upper Midwest events, these birdie fest in the middle of June, July. Hey, I got a question for you. I was watching, I was sitting there. I actually watched a little bit of this. Somebody came on the screen. They were interviewing after. I was like, I don't know who that is. I watch a lot of golf. I know all these names. I've researched a lot of them over the last however many. I couldn't have guessed his name. It ended up being Adam Shank. I don't know why. Like, I was like, I have no clue who that is. Yeah. I apologize to Adam, his family, Tyler Duncan, whoever.
Don't you remember when he was in the group with, what was it, Ryan Yip and Hack, the guy, Jared Hack? It was Hack, Yip, and Shank.
Yeah, I do remember that, but I never saw him. I remember giggling about it on paper, but not. I didn't actually, I don't know who that is. So I was watching this a bit. I don't want to put this event down. My larger point is like a bunch of events have struggled in this time of year. You know, the one around here, the Quicken, even with Tiger's name on it and trying to draw people. Like this time around the Opens is tough. This time around, now we have the PGA in May. It's tough. Like, I don't think it's like the TPC Twin Cities doesn't add any charm to it for us. But then I started thinking, like, it's more than just June, July. It's like, what's the best event on the PGA Tour once the men's majors start? So say April 12th through the FedEx Cup.
You mean March, right?
The players? I mean, you could even expand it to that.
No. I think the match play would be the clear answer if you expand.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You can't.
I guess you're right. I just don't. A lot of people probably say Memorial. Just because it's, you know, a signature event or elevated event with Jack.
I enjoy watching that event.
But I never, I'm kind of like already onto the U.S. Open or just, so it dawned on me, like, not a lot of these events even pop from about April 12th
I'll tell you through. What it is.
And I always thought it was just a kind of between the open slot, the July 4th era, you know, area. But it's more than that. It just, you know, the major sort of consumed the oxygen.
It's the Palmetto Championship.
Come on. Anyways, I don't think there's a clear answer. I think in Q1, we have excitement.
The Byron Nelson doesn't do it for you anymore?
The TPC Craig?
Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson. So anyways, that's just it's an interesting debate. I don't think there's a lot of them. But whereas in Q1, I don't know whether it's just the anticipation of a new season. You get some new venues. You get some, like, everybody plays it because there aren't majors popping up where they need weeks off after, before. You get Riviera and Pebble and all these different things.
It might be the Travelers, legitimately.
Yeah, it could be. I'd take that. I think most people go Memorial, but anyways, it just
Barbasol?
Dawned on me.
What about the Barbasol? No. I mean, the Barbasol might have a case here because it's opposite of the Open, but it's the only opposite field that's got a nice TV window because of the Open ends and, like, all fans are already watching. So, like, the Barbasol actually might be legitimately the one of the answers.
That's true. That's true.
I feel like the Reno event has something like that going on too, like where it comes
later,
on after
Stableford.
Yeah, it comes on after the main golf event.
FedEx St. Jude, whatever it is. Yeah. So anyways, there are three of them open. I wasn't trying to, I'm trying to say, like, they're more par for the course. That's a golf term. For this whole, like, the events that fill in the time between the majors and, I guess, you know, the playoffs. It's not a good event for me. It doesn't do much. Anyways, Ricky is your co-leader.
How about a couple
other nuggets from the ground.
Hey, while the Activation King's leading.
Yeah.
I got some intel for you. This may or may not be part of the Lost episode when we failed to hit record recently.
Are we recording right now? Let's confirm. Okay.
We are.
All right, good.
We had a listener who did some investigative reporting. Maybe not necessarily investigative reporting, but he took the call. He runs a company that got cold called by a sports agency. A golf agency, actually. And he immediately understood the opportunity to extract information that could be later relayed on this podcast, which, you know, he did us all a great service.
Investigative reporting for the people, for the shotgunners out there. So what did that sports agent, the agency didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They were calling up somebody.
The funniest thing was he was like, you know, my company would never sponsor a golfer. Like, we're...
You don't know that. There's some odd ones out there. So there was an LPGA. Someone sent us an LPGA player sponsored by Florida Orange Juice. Like Florida, like just a big giant orange bag. It's an orange juice brand. So, all right. So what? He wouldn't sponsor.
He might be sponsored by Sumo Citrus next year. Who knows?
You know? Oh, that'd be pretty crooked. Okay. All right.
Pricing packages are all a la carte. And based on the golfer's tier, the person he talked to would only give him entry-level packages since they're such a small company.
So we're talking like, what, the Adam Shank level? The guy you don't even know what he looks like. Okay.
So like examples of entry-level packages. Logo on caddy's apparel, appearance at corporate meet and greet, logo on yardage book, etc. One player... Premier player in this agency only has availability on said yardage book.
A yardage book?
Because his bag, equipment's all kind of taken, spoken
hat,
for,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So he said for this one, you know, premier player who he happened to be. He happened to ask if there was a discount since the player wasn't very high up in the rankings at the time.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder who that could be. So okay.
He asked if there was a discount. The guy's like, absolutely not. So I liked that he was looking for flexible tier pricing based
this
off of world rankings.
He's asking all these questions, and there's no chance he's ever going to sponsor a golfer. Okay. All right. I like it, though.
So he said, this person starts at $500K for a one-time corporate appearance.
Holy shit.
500,000. I mean,
what do you show up and do? These guys, a lot of these guys, they learn how to BS in these pro-ams, but 500,000 for, I presume, no more than a couple hours, right? You know? Yeah. Holy shit.
So then for his company's logo on said yardage book, the only thing available, 2 million.
That is, come on.
Not to mention, I mean, he asked a valid question with the, like, if the guy's playing like shit, when's anybody ever going to see the yardage book?
Right. I mean, the yardage book is, I know it comes out every
like
now
the
and then.
Hands are always over it, too.
Yeah. Right?
$2 million.
For like a year? A season?
I think it's a season. Maybe, I wonder if the super season counted.
$2 million for a little logo on the yardage book. That's often in their back pocket. I know it comes out. It's just so foreign to me.
Well, you know, keep in mind, this was the first price. You know, there was no negotiation, right?
This is what they're
hoping somebody just says yes to, right?
Sure, sure.
Middle tier player.
Unbelievable.
Extremely slow player.
Interesting.
Corporate appearance starts at 100K.
My God.
Like, talking guy in, like, the mid-50s in the world rankings. Maybe even higher.
I mean,
100K.
Can I help these corporations spend some of this budget if they're doing that? Like, who are the corporations having mid-tier players spending six figures come and talk to them about, you know, their punch cut shot they hit 10 years ago? I don't understand
how much people are getting, how much Justin Rose is getting paid to talk to them about their investment strategy.
100K. Okay. Slow player.
Now, logo on apparel. Guess that. For that player.
I mean, mid six somewhere, right? On apparel? Mid six.
Yeah, 500K.
Okay. Mid six figures. All right. That's so, first season. Okay.
I guess apparently the guy, I think, had caught wind, the salesman had caught wind, marketing guy, whoever he was. So this might not be something that this kind this of pricing agent, this, wasn't really in their wheelhouse. He said, we represent a few up and comers. I'm just going to keep the name out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Where packages start at 25K.
For apparel?
Mm-hmm. So I think that's, I like, mean, I think it's like corporate show ups, meet and greets. Like, think about getting paid $25K to go stop by somebody's office.
Oh, it's not for apparel. For the show. Oh, my
God. I think so. And the conversation, I guess, ended because shortly after that question, he asked what the price was for Kelly Kraft.
The jig was up. When this company owner started inquiring about Kelly Kraft, the agency caught on to him, this little game. That's my favorite part of that. You imagine that? What's Kelly Kraft all about?
So,
that's so good.
There we go.
Interesting. $2 million for a yardage book cover. I don't know. That's the way the world works. You know, sponsors, we will not charge you that for, I don't know, an ad read. We may not
I'll come to your office for way less than that, too.
Absolutely. I noticed Ricky today said something about I drove it so poorly. People were making big, but it was,
I mean,
not my driver.
Like, he gained like four shots on the greens today.
Well, he was talking, he did the Bryson thing, right? Cobra, Puma, wanted to make sure Cobra, like, it wasn't, I think that he's just a good brand man. I don't think he was taking a shot at Bryson. He realized he just talked about how poorly he drove it. He's like, it was not my driver. It was me. So He's just always on his P's and Q's brand. That's probably, you know, he's probably the premium tier pricing, I would imagine.
We talked about this last week, but I continue to be really in on this new Ricky aesthetic.
Well, yeah, we had a little contest on Instagram. Like the sunglasses slash prescription.
The prescription sunglasses, like the weird hat. He's looking like a little like dad thick right now.
Do you think he needed to be on the FedEx Cup bubble to really get motivated? Like majors weren't doing it for him, but now that he's like 124th, this is what drives him. That's why he shows up, starts balling.
100% right. Spot on the money. He doesn't want to shed that label of like, well, he never won a major. He's worried about, you know, not being able to get a lifetime money exemption next year, or, you know. Think about how many sponsors exemptions he's going to get when his career dwindles
away.
Oh
my God. That'd be unbelievable. They'll give him everything.
Everything.
That's unbelievable. Hey, he does, by all accounts, seem like a great human being, a good person. Yes. You know, it's just makes a lot of money off the course without, you know, as long a resume. So other quick tidbits from Minnesota, and then we'll just get out of here. Somebody played with two members at TPC Twin Cities and said they're really leaning into the sod farm identity now, like the history of it. They're now selling merch that just says like the farm on it.
I love that.
They're really leaning into it. That's fantastic. And then the other ones, we talked about all the sort of routing and logistical issues. Apparently today there was like some 10-minute delay in restarting from the weather delay because the shuttle took one guy out to the wrong hole and it took like over 10 minutes to like meander about and get him back. I forget who it was. It might have been like Wierinski or somebody. They took him to the wrong hole and then like, you know, if you make one wrong turn at this place, apparently, you know, you could end up, miles away and it's impossible to navigate. So I thought that was amusing. I thought we were restarting at 120. Like, we got to wait. The shuttle went the wrong direction. Now they're working their way back through traffic. So, all right, that's your 3M Open update. On the European Tour, Vincent Norman leads at the Kazoo Open in Wales. I don't know if he leads. I think he's leading. We have Swedish correspondent Oscar Asgard sent me a note on Vincent Norman. He was fairly unknown in Sweden amateur ranks until just a few years ago. He played at Georgia Southwestern, a D2. But he won 5 of 7 events his senior year there and transferred to Florida State to finish his college career. He dates Frida Schinholt, the Muscat sister. Thank you, Oscar, using our nomenclature. Appreciate that. Muscat. He credits Christopher Broberg for his success as well as Alex Norén. They grew up at the same club, 30 minutes south of Stockholm, and they've mentored each other. So Norén took Broberg under his wing, then Broberg took Norman under his wing. And then this is some good Swedish context, Sweden golf context. Historically, the sense has been that talented Swedish amateurs have been quite humble when turning pro. Norman, however, seems to represent a fresh new breed, along with the top-ranked Swedish women like Maha Stark and Lynn Grant. They talk about winning, even when entering pro events. Like, so maybe, you know, I don't know, fresh new breed by Swedish standards, but not some cocky, swaggering Americans. They just talk about winning. Apparently, that's considered not showing the greatest humility. So, they do be able to walk the walk. Norman's T5. He was T5 at the BMW International in Germany. So exciting, Oscar says. Very exciting for golf fanatic Swedes because it's been a slump on the male side since, you know, Stenson, Carlsen, Parnevik. I would throw Jarmo in there as well.
What about the Swedish pancake? What about Norén?
Yeah. He's in there, I guess. Yeah, he's a Ryder Cup player.
Broberg mentored him?
Yeah, it sounds like Norén mentored Broberg, and then Broberg has mentored Norman.
You know what's interesting is when the apprentice or the protege beats the master. He got him by 7 shots today. Broberg shot.
So it's it's one of these guys though that like seems like he wasn't that hyped. in Swedish amateur, goes to this D2 school in Georgia, and lights it on fire, and now he's, you know, really doing well immediately on the European tour as a pro.
He's tied with Nacho. Just right Nacho ahead Alvira? Of Jim. Yeah, just ahead of Jim Morrison, singer-songwriter.
Jimmy. Yeah. Right on through. All right. At the Price Cutter Charity Championship presented by Dr. Pepper. A lot of words in that title. Chase Johnson and Chip McDaniel are your leaders. They went low, 63. As is, you know, people were mad. We kind of were adding Springfield to the things we hate because we kind of downplayed. We forgot to add it to our schedule for the week.
The Springfield swing.
Swing.
This is the second leg of the Springfield swing.
How many Springfields are out there, you think?
So many.
There's probably one in every state.
I mean, there's Springfield, right? Pennsylvania, Springfield, Massachusetts, Springfield, Ohio, Springfield, Illinois, Missouri.
I mean, there's got to be, yeah. Springfield, The Simpsons. That was the whole thing. It's just like the generic auto create a city. All right. So that's your Price Cutter.
Tony update. Romo shot even par.
Good for. Don't, you know, what does even par get you?
T119.
That's what I thought. He's very happy. He said it was the best he's played in a while. I think someone texted us, he just withdrew from his US amateur qualifier too. Fresh off a WD at the USAM qualifier. Hey, would you want to do an episode that's just US amateur qualifying, like horror stories? I might need a lot of people to send those to SGS birthdays. So I don't know. Well, it was an email.
It was always like absurdly hot. That's like the first horror story is that you have to walk 36 holes and it without a doubt, almost always ends up being like 95 degrees and humid. And you're just like, it's just a day of just attrition.
Don't send them yet. I don't know if we want to do that, but it's an idea we got. We're getting a few. Alex Ware. Or War sent us, he got a popped for the one ball rule. It was the exact same ball, but it was different color. He thought color didn't matter. And he was pissed. They gave him a 2-shot penalty. So, because he didn't want it anyway. So we could just have a bunch of
USAM
qualifiers.
Oh, yeah, the color ball is color ball. The different colors are actually deemed like they're registered as different balls with the USGA. Okay. I learned that from, I can't remember who told me that, but it was when I was playing a yellow ball and I switched to a white ball.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Alex didn't have nice playing partners. It might have been Thomas Pagel might have told me that.
Interesting. Yeah, he was, anyways, that wasn't one of the horror stories, but maybe we'll do that. I don't know. Don't send them yet. We'll figure that out. All right. I think that's it. Do we hit all our leaderboards? Tony Romo, whatever. It's fine. Flashback Friday. Any news? You have any news?
Do you want personal news? You know, today I mowed my lawn.
Good stuff. Good stuff. today I played golf. You know what I played golf? What I used when I played golf? I used my Precision Pro NX9 Slope. I used it regularly. I used the magnet. We had to take a cart. It wasn't great, but the magnet came in handy. I used it every hole often. They are the sponsors of Flashback Friday. This might be a Summer Hours Flashback. What?
Listen to this. I had a caddy recently, and he was struggling with his rangefinder, and I said, here, why don't you try mine? And immediately he was like, oh my, this is a nice rangefinder. And you could tell that he just was taking him like fractions of the amount of time to actually shoot the yardage because he was getting the vibration when you're locked on. And he was like a whole new caddy.
Fantastic. Well, here's some more testimony. Like, hey, we hope we pick the right people. We've tried to vet them. Here's some more customer service testimony. This is from Tom from Canada. I think it's Calgary. He doesn't want his last name, but I just wanted to drop you a note about my experience with Precision Pro. I live in Canada because your podcast, I followed them almost day one when they came on, bought an NX9. I contacted them, and Eric said they did not sell in Canada, so to buy one on Amazon. So he did. Precision Pro was not a vendor on the Canadian Amazon site, so he bought one from another retailer. Unfortunately, they shipped him the wrong model that did not have slope. When I finally realized it, the retailer refused to refund my purchase. So I wrote Eric and complained and wanted my money back. After a few emails between us, he emailed me and told me he was shipping me personally a new NX9 slope. It was hung up at Canada Customs for a bit, but arrived this week. You guys have always promoted how responsive Eric is and that he will work hard to ensure customer satisfaction. You don't have to do what he did for me, but he did, so I wanted to be sure he received the credit he deserves. Maybe it's next time, it's Flashback Friday, you could mention this. So that's Tom from Calgary, Alberta. So
you know what I've thought about?
I'm happy to hear this. I'm relieved, to be honest with you.
Eric seems to be doing such a great job that he's going to get promoted out of this job. And then people are going to call in and be mad that, you know, Eric's moved on to a bigger role at the company. He doesn't do customer service anymore. Like, that's something that I think about a lot.
Yeah, could be an issue. All right, precisionprogolf.com, Shotgun20 is our promo code. They are sponsors of Flashback Friday, among other things this year. They've come in a real significant way to support the podcast. If you need a rangefinder, please support them. Flashback Friday. Hey, we're giving summer hours here. We're flashing back to last Thursday. A week ago tonight, Colin Morikawa. And maybe the most dramatic moment of his Open Championship. So this comes from the Shotgun Start Sandwich correspondent. You have our investigative reporter with the agencies. This is our sandwich correspondent. On the ground, in the know, all the details in Sandwich. So, Morikawa was put up at the Bell Hotel. Their agency put them up
at
the Bell.
What a name. The Bell Hotel.
I don't know if it's a hotel. Maybe it's the Bell, whatever. And by the way, if this is on another, I know, you know, Max Homa talked about greeting Morikawa. Somebody's already talked about this. Fine. It's just what story we were told by our sandwich correspondent. And I know Morikawa's been on podcasts, so maybe out there. That's fine, too. He was at the Bell Hotel. And, you know, this is like when we were in Monterey. It doesn't get that hot there. Except last week it did. Hottest day of the year. And it had no AC in the Bell. It's supposedly this grand old hotel, like very nice, fancy. No AC. The agency from Morikawa's agency was like, we want to put AC in there. We'll get it in there. They're like, nope. They couldn't do it. Like, it's just this old building. It's like they didn't want to mess around with it. So it's like scorching hot. These rooms are hot. You're bubbled. You're not supposed to leave. You can't go anywhere. They've got these dinky little fans. He's at the Bell Hotel. And like at Thursday, this is what we're told. Thursday's like, I got to get out of here. It's so hot. Can you get me somewhere else that might have AC? You know, they just didn't expect it. This is like when we were Monterey. We walked into our house. It was like 100 degrees in Pebble Beach that year. Or that week. Like, it's just not how that works. Not popping anybody. So they get him. Like, we found a place at Prince's, which is, of course, they just build a new lodge or a new-ish lodge. It's adjacent, of course, it's held and open, adjacent to Royal St. George's. Apparently, some rooms had like opened up. They think maybe it was Zach Johnson's room. So Zach Johnson could have played a critical role in Colin Morikawa now being an Open champion.
And that's why. And that's why he's your 2024 Ryder Cup captain. 2025.
Sure, I'm sure we'll. That's what
they, because so they get him instrumental in Colin Morikawa's development as a player.
So maybe it was, they're not sure exactly, but there were some, obviously a lot of WDs that week. The room frees up at the Prince's Thursday night. So he gets, like, we'll get a car for you. We got a car coming. I don't know, it's a limo, whatever. He goes outside. Car's like not there. And he had to wait like an hour for his car. He's now outside the bubble. He's like, people are coming up. He's on the sandwich. They're like, holy shit, it's Colin Morikawa. Like, he's like, no, no, you got to stay away. Like, I can't sign anything. I can't take a picture. If you take a picture of me, like, I can't go back to the hotel because he left that bubble. He gets into Prince. Like, he has to wait like an hour for his car. Like, this dramatic moment.
Wow.
And so he gets into Prince's, gets AC. Goes on to win. It's like just this, you know, rejuvenated, wins it, goes back there, I guess, Sunday with his claret jug, just like throws the doors open, like runs up, gives it like just happy, like gives him a hug. I saw Prince's shared photos of it on their Instagram account that became catnip, you know, the pouring from the taps at the bar at Prince into the claret jug. Allegedly, they're like renaming his room, you know, where he stayed, the Colin Morikawa suite now as will be known as. So anyways, that was a amusing little journey that Morikawa's, I don't know, seen behind like, the scenes, all alleged from our sandwich correspondent. So
it seems the AC. Like the representation that, you know, was trying to get him that car should try and get him a Carrier sponsorship, you know? Morikawa runs on AC. You know, get the big carrier
Mitsubishi. We know they might only do like Tour Edge. They might only do like the Tour Edge thing though. They only do the 50 and over crowd.
Can you name what are some other AC brands? I just think about the Carrier Dome. I just think about Carrier.
There's like a train, but T-R-A-N-E, like runs like a train or something. Yeah. Ream might be one, I feel like. I don't know.
They make water heaters too, I think. Ream.
Yeah. We've entered the home appliance portion of this Friday Hours. So anyways, that's a little sort of fun, amusing, harmless flashback Friday on how Colin Morikawa was apparently sweating it out in an unusually warm week in Sandwich. But thanks to Prince's, he's you know, he was alleviated from that. So,
I just was interested in this John Kemp guy, who's in the senior tour event, the senior open.
What a segue! Yeah,
he's like sixth place, and he's got you know amateur by him. So I just wanted to look him up.
I saw that. You know? Yeah.
In 2018, he turned pro.
How's only
he already an amateur? He earned his senior tour card through Q School, and he turned pro. I don't get how he could possibly be an am again.
That's interesting. Maybe the RNA has less stringent for reinstatement. I don't know what's going on. He's English. Hey, did you have something on some sort of grounds crew thing in Minnesota you wanted to share, or you want to push that? Said it reminded me of some story.
Yeah.
All right, we'll bump it. We're at the 42-minute mark. I just thought of it.
What do you think about course records from non-back tees? Should they count or not count?
No, not count.
A woman or a senior goes out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. All right. Yeah. I gotcha. All right.
Well, this was like a middle-aged man playing from a tee up. So I.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I thought you were the hypothetical where you're going. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like, it can't be a. No, I think if. What do you think?
When I heard the story, I was under the pressure that it was the back tee, and then I found out that it was one tee up. Upon further, you know, clarification.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. That's a gray area, I suppose. I don't know. I suppose it depends. Different course records,
maybe.
All right. Everyone enjoy your Fridays.
If you're a senior, you can get a course record from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
just have different ones. Yeah.
If you're a woman, you can get a course record from anywhere. If you're a middle-aged man, it's got to come from the back tee, right?
Yeah. Or there's just a back tee course record, a middle tee course
there
record,
could be
a forward
all different
tee course
tees.
Record. You could just do that, too.
Do you think they should celebrate them all the same way then, right?
Yeah, sure. You can do that. All right, everyone enjoy your Fridays, enjoy your weekends. We'll be back, some good coffee golf, watch the Sunningdale a little bit. We'll be back with you on Monday.